Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In northern Idaho, firefighters responding to a wildfire Sunday when suddenly gunshots, two firefighters dead, say authorities. Then a standoff with the gunman as the encroaching blaze grew, and then late word that a man suspected of being the shooter was dead, a firearm found nearby. Debate on the Senate floor extending into the overnight as Democrats use their time to speak against President Trump's mega bill of tax and budget priorities. But one Republican also took time to speak against the bill, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis.
So what do I tell 663,000 people in 2 years or 3 years when President Trump breaks his promise by pushing them off of Medicaid because the funding's not there anymore?
Tillis announced he's not running for re-election next year. The president had threatened to primary Tillis after his nay vote. Sources saying LeBron James has formally opted for a 23rd season with the L.A. Lakers. This is ABC News. Thousands of Haitians living in the United States under a special program now risk deportation. ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang reports.
The Trump administration is ending temporary protected status for hundreds of thousands of Haitian immigrants, claiming that the country is now safe enough for them to return to. But the State Department is still warning Americans not to travel to Haiti because of gang violence, murder, and crime.
One woman is dead and two others in the hospital after three homes caught fire and exploded in Philadelphia early Sunday morning. Rocky Dotson heard it all.
I'm sitting down in the living room watching TV, and all of a sudden I heard like a boom. The blast was so powerful that it blew the front door off across the street.
The fire marshal is investigating how the fire started. One of the victims is in critical condition. The other is in stable condition. Firefighters evacuated 10 homes in the area now believed to have stability issues. Horse trainer D. Wayne Lucas, winner of 15 Triple Crown races, has died. He was 89. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is what I love, Madison. There's so many weird things. Bennett's Meadowood Country Club, which is a bar and not a country club, they have an event called Smut and Eggs. You show up for eggs and you watch a porn film while you eat breakfast. I have trouble watching a PG-13 movie when I eat breakfast. It's more of a dinner thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice group orgy and some pasta.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a 3-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, we'll see a low around 64. On Monday, mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon storm, highs in the low 80s. Clear and 60 for Monday night, and we're back in the low 80s with lots of sun on Tuesday. 83 with a chance of storms Wednesday.
Currently 66 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Jeff Mandel from Law Forward on suing Elon Musk in order to prevent backdoor bribery of voters by billionaires.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Friday, June 27th, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Glad to be with you. Hour number two of the big program here at the World Headquarters, downtown Madison, State Street. Want to take a little look at the Sam Davison Street camp? Or is,
I don't think it's...
I moved it over there.
You moved it over. It is burning up the street.
Yes. So let's take a look here. Partly cloudy skies right now. Some sun coming in downtown Madison. People are out and about. It's a little... it needs to be washed off. Somehow the lens got a little... a little blurry there. Sorry about that. Oh, no, it's clearing up. It's clearing up slowly. Slowly but surely. Look at they have the... the street blocked off. Something happening on, must be something going on in State Street today. They have the upper part of State Street blocked, a barricade.
Yeah, I wonder what it is.
They have a farmer's market in the morning. They do that and for that.
Also, I know this weekend there's going to be a concert in Camp Randall.
Oh, that's right. Morgan Wallen.
But I wouldn't think they'd have this closed off up here for that.
I don't know.
What do I know?
Things are going down. There it is. People are enjoying themselves in downtown Madison. Hopefully you're enjoying yourself. Maybe a few showers, isolated thunderstorms across parts of Wisconsin today. Brittany Merlot will keep us updated on that. But overall, fairly nice weekend, I think, for most of Wisconsin. Maybe some storms rolling through, I think, Saturday night into Sunday as well. Some of those could be a little heavy, but seasonal summer. Summer weather. Zommers, you were off yesterday, and you're going to have a big vacation. That's fantastic. We support that. But it kind of fell through.
Yeah, so I was going to go see a singer, Banks is her name, with my sister, who really loves her. And so the other day, she posts on her Instagram story that, all right, guys, we're going to have to reschedule the concert because something big came up. You'll understand. And then takes that off of the story. And so we're like, so is it canceled or not? And a bunch of people contact customer service. And they're like, everything on our end says it's still going through. And then Wednesday night, we do get the official email. Nope. Turns out she is rescheduling the concert because she got an offer to open up for Lana Del Rey in the UK, which would make it pretty difficult to also play a concert in Chicago at the same time.
Let me get this straight. She ditched you and all your friends to go play in the UK.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I here you took the day off and everything, but I guess at least you had a day off.
Yeah, I just chilled at home.
All right. Well, very good. But glad to have you back. Many thanks to our very own Parker Olson for being here yesterday.
Yes, thank you, Parker.
He did a great job, but always great to have Zommers back on the board. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we are going to check in with our old friend Peter Rapine, who has been on vacation himself to Europe for a couple of weeks. We'll ask him how that went, but more importantly, as the managing editor of EPOM's World, he brings us biweekly the news of the world of the wild, wacky, real behavior of humans and how crazy it can be. So headlines of the week in review with Peter Rapine at the bottom of the hour. Our very own news director, Shelley Pittman, who is all over this breaking news this afternoon in the state capitol at Last Word when it comes to the Joint Finance Committee, the budget process. They were supposed to meet yesterday. That got pushed back to today at 10 a.m., which got pushed back to 2 a.m., and now Shelley reports that it's now 4 p.m. is when they're going to meet tonight. Or this afternoon, we'll see if that holds. Our very own Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor reporting at the top of this show that his sources are telling him, Dan Schaefer, that Republicans now have reached out to Democratic Senate leader Dianne Hesselbein and have invited Senator Hesselbein into negotiations on the state budget because they feel that it's going to take at least some Democratic votes in order to pass a budget. Both State Senator Kapinga and Nass, Republicans, have publicly said they're a no right now. And so it could mean that Democrats have to be brought in, which I think is a good thing to have a bipartisan vote or a bipartisan budget. But this has complicated things because the Republicans, at least in the Senate, cannot whip their caucus, and that's what it's called in politics, whipping the votes, getting people in line politically, not physically. But wouldn't that be something? Anyway, they're trying to whip the votes politically. They can't get there, so they've invited in Democrats, according to Dan Schaefer's reporting. So that might be part of what's slowing this down. Shelley Pittman is all over this and will bring us the headlines as they become available. Also, she is listening in right now, and this is how great Shelley Pittman is. She knows everything about Madison. She knows why the blockade is up in the 100 block of State Street. It's because it's the Mad Lit event series, and tonight it's Latin night. How did I not know about this?
I didn't either.
It is Latin night tonight in downtown Madison. It'll be a good time had by all. So that'll be fun. I know what I'm doing after work. The truck's already parked. I just got to go outside and have a Latin night. So
for me, it's one of my roommate's birthdays tomorrow, and we're going out to celebrate tonight. I will be doing that.
Have fun with that. I know the oldest, my favorite oldest godson. I have a favorite oldest, favorite youngest, the favorite oldest, Alex, and his girlfriend Keegan are in town. Mike, I think we're going to hang out a little bit. We talked about doing a kayaking camping trip on the river. A little too steamy and hot. So the secondary option is having a beverage on the deck, which is fine.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. So and then on Monday, this will be a lot of fun. On Monday, Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson taking the reins for the first hour of the show. We plan to have State Senator Kelda Royce on, updating us on the state budget process. Todd is going to be at my 80th stepmother's. Not my 80th. Wouldn't that be something?
Yes, your dad got remarried a lot of times.
My dad had 80 wives.
Honestly, that's impressive for somebody who doesn't live in Utah.
Oh, there's a joke there somewhere. Anyway, my stepmother is turning 80 on Monday. There's a little happening Monday afternoon. So I'm going to go to Shawano and dip in on that and then dip out and go to Green Bay. I'll be bringing you the second half of the show from the Green Bay studios, although I have not talked to Todd Michaels about that.
Well, he's been on vacation.
I think it'll be fun because we're going to do it in the conference room.
Right, right.
We're going to do it a little.
It shouldn't be an issue.
I could do it from the shower. Clothed.
If you had to.
Fully clothed, of course, but I could do there's a shower at Green Bay.
Man, that would sound horrible.
I know, it would sound horrible. Anyway, that's the show on Monday. That'll be a lot of fun. You got Kreitlow, you got Trigby, State Senator Kelda Royce, you got myself, and then probably our folks in Wisconsin Watch will stop in. So that'll be the Monday show. All right, right now it's 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock time for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio. All 11 stations, second largest radio network, only behind Wisconsin Public Radio. But boy, the way things are going, we might end up being the first. I'm not the biggest.
Certainly heading that direction.
That's sad. Sad, bad, not glad. Feel bad for our colleagues in media at Wisconsin Public Radio, making a lot of cuts here this last week. But as they say, that's another bottle of wine. Right now, at the top of our list is What's Worse. Category today And I guess this is timely because during the summer, lots of projects, maybe tree trimming, lawn mowing, spraying.
Putting in new floors, replacing your carpet with hardwood.
And you think to yourself, well, I don't want to buy that piece of equipment. It's like $300, so I'll just rent it. Well, here we go. The category today, what's worse, renting or owning? Renting or owning? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. No better place to get the app than the, or to text into the Civic Media app. By the way, it's Friday. Remember, it's Friday?
It is Friday.
We've had such a breaking news day. It just occurred to me that today is Friday. Because one of the things you could do on the Civic Media app is the old free Friday ticket giveaway, where we give away 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets. It just occurred to me.
Yeah. Oops.
So let's do something. Can we do this simultaneously? Can we do 2 bits at the same time, Sommers?
I think we have to.
I think we have to. So if you want to call in on what's worse, 855-752-4842, renting or owning. But right now it's 16 past 3. It's time once again for Free Ticket Friday. Let's go. Sorry, I went too fast. That was the problem. We'll get there, I promise you. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. That's right, it's time for Free Ticket Friday. Give away 4 tickets to a Milwaukee Brewer game to be named later. No, we'll look it up for you. We'll tell you which game it is. You have to be able to go to a specific game. And we're going to give you a word here in just a minute. When we give you the word, then text in. Download the Civic Media app at your app store, Apple or Android device. It is free. All right? Open up the app. The first 11 stations are the ones that we're on. Click on one of the first 11 stations on the Civic Media app. And then there'll be a lower right-hand corner. It'll say text. Zommers is about to give you a word. First of all, Zommers, do we have the game and the day this is for?
Yeah. This one is a quicker turnaround than normal. It is versus the Rockies this Sunday. So Sunday, whoa, the 29th at 1:10 p.m.
So you have to be able to go this Sunday, the 29th at 1:10 p.m. against the Colorado Rockies. You cannot trade it for another game. All right. So if you could go this Sunday in just a couple of days here, the word to text right now is
play. P-L-A-Y. Play.
The word is play. P-L-A-Y. Text the word play right now to the Civic Media app. P-L-A-Y. The word is play. Text the word play right now to the Civic Media app. And at the end of this hour, so you're going to be competing against a smaller pool of people than usual. Therefore, your chances of winning are much greater because I forgot to give you the word the first hour. So we had breaking news. You understand? It was a busy first hour with all this breaking news. So text the word play, P-L-A-Y, right now to the Civic Media app. And at the end of this hour, somebody is going to be chosen to go to this game this Sunday. Again, you have to be able to go to the game this Sunday. All right? At 1:10 p.m. against the Colorado Rockies. Brewers red hot right now. The Miz is the most famous guy and most sought after player in Major League Baseball right now, Sommers.
That's what I gather.
Yes. Yes, he is. Text the word play, P-L-A-Y, right now to the Civic Media app. At the end of this hour, somebody's going to be selected to go to that game this Sunday. So there we go. We got that in. So we got that going on the Civic Media app. Text the word play, P-L-A-Y, right now to win those. And there are 4 of them. There are 4 Brewer tickets, and they're in the beautiful club-level seats, the great seats, air-conditioned right behind you in the concourse, the private club area concourse, bathrooms right there, your own concession stand just for that nice little area. P-L-A-Y. Text it right now. I'm going to give away the tickets at the end of this hour. Come on back. We'll get more into what's worse as well, renting or owning. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app for that as well. Busy day on a Friday on the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
25,600 minutes, 525,000 moments, oh dear, 25,600 minutes, how do you measure a year, in daylights, in sunsets.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, one of my favorite all-time Broadway shows and songs from Rent. There you go. Well done, Zombers. We're talking about Rent, different kind of Rent. What's better? What's worse, I should say? What's worse? Yes, Todd, that's the bit we've been doing for months. What's worse, renting or owning? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, you can text us on the Civic Media app. It is a listener on WISS texting in saying if you own it, then you can rent it out. Just something to think about. Well, there you go. You buy something, you rent it yourself. Make a little money. Make your money back on that. That's a good one. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dave in New Berlin says owning is worse because if it breaks down, it's somebody else's problem. All right. Very good. What else here? Robert in McFarland listening on MDX. Robert says, so I rented a house once for 3 years and I really enjoyed living there. And now I've owned a house for almost 3 years and I really enjoy living here. So I don't have a strong opinion today on either way. All right. Very good. I've both owned a home, rented. I think for me, the biggest thing when you own, you're building equity of some sort. And I always feel when I rent like I am right now, that essentially it's a glorified hotel room.
You know? You're not wrong.
I mean, like, once my money is, it's just, It's just gone there. So, also in the middle of our free Friday ticket giveaway up for grabs right now until 4 o'clock, we've got four tickets, club level seat tickets. These are the really nice ones. And the seats are right below the Skybox suites. So you're not quite in the suite, but the next best thing right below that is the club level. They're padded seats on the third base side. You can see right down into the Brewers dugout. Great view of the big scoreboard. And then behind you, you have air-conditioned concourse, your own private concessions and bathrooms. You can enter to win these tickets. You have to be able to go this Sunday at 1:10 p.m. against the Rockies. Text the word PLAY, P-L-A-Y, right now to the Civic Media app to be eligible. Download the Civic Media app. Text the word PLAY, P-L-A-Y, at the end of this hour. The computer will randomly select one of those entries, and someone will be going free of charge, you and three of your friends, to the Brewers game on Sunday.
Guess what? Statewide contest.
Thank you. It's a statewide contest. Len in Madison says, what's worse, renting or owning? So many variables to consider. Cost difference, frequency of use, convenience, storage, maintenance, complexity, and there's always the pride of ownership. Yeah, all those are great points. Totally. I mean, you do get some pride, right? Owning something. Here's one for the attorneys. Dave in New Berlin says, how many times can I enter to win? Once an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, once per show.
Once per show. All right.
So technically, you could have texted the word if we had told you during the first hour today's show, and it would be either in the 2 and 3 p.m. hour, you get one. But then if Maggie has a word in her show, you can enter then.
All right. So very good. So listen to Maggie's show after ours. I think they're going to have a word today as well. Yeah. So, and then, you know, other shows, Kreitler's show has it. Jane Matt Nair's show has it with Greg Bach every day or every Friday as well. I think they courier pigeon a word to Hartman, and he has a word as
something like that
to the Tom Hartman show, and then us, and then Maggie. So all these shows, you can listen to them every Friday, and you can win, enter once per show. So once per show. The word is play, P-L-A-Y, P-L-A-Y. Text us the word play, and you are eligible to win those Brewer tickets for Sunday. Tom in New Berlin, listening to WAUK, says renting certain tools. When I buy, I treat it like it's rented. All right. There you go. I've known people who are very meticulous about their tools, and they last forever. I mean, I worked for a guy who had a lawnscaping company one time, and every time he'd use like a shovel or anything to plant a tree, he would scrape it down and then wash it and then dry it and hang it back up. And his tools looked, you know, virtually new for years. You know, he'd had it for 40 years. It looked like it was almost new.
That's the thing for me where owning is having to do maintenance is both an upside and a downside because you control how your stuff is treated so you can make it last, but also you have to take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean in Richland Center, listening on the great station, WRCE back home, says if it's snowmobiles, owning is way worse. Bought a new snowmobile 2 years ago, hasn't snowed since. Sean, that's so true. I know other people have said that.
Yeah.
It's, snowmobiles are a bit like owning a boat. Kenny Chesney on his No Shoes Radio on Sirius XM always says, he's a big boat guy, Caribbean guy. The old adage is, the two best days when you own a boat are the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
I've always heard, never buy a boat. You want a friend with a boat. You never want to buy the boat.
Right, exactly. Exactly. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in, what's worse, renting or owning, Zomers?
It's tough because I think both have their places. Like, I would never want to rent an instrument, like a musical instrument. Mm-hmm. I don't want to rent someone else's trombone. I want to own a trombone or a drum set or whatever. But also, and as far as a house, sure, it'd be cool to own a house someday, but right now renting works better. So, I mean, I guess I'm glad they both exist, but I think renting, it is easier to get screwed over because either the thing doesn't work or you're paying too much money for it.
So your answer is?
Rent is worse.
It's a long ways to go and a short time to get there. I'll agree, renting is worse. That is my opinion. I'd rather own. if I had a choice. But there are maybe occasions when renting is okay. But overall, renting is worse. All right. Thanks for playing that. Keep texting in the word play, P-L-A-Y, for your chance to win those free Brewer tickets. Text them on the Civic Media app, P-L-A-Y. Text them right now to win tickets for Sunday. Back with Peter Rapine. A week in review from EPOM's World after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In northern Idaho, firefighters responding to a wildfire Sunday when suddenly gunshots, two firefighters dead, say authorities. Then a standoff with the gunman as the encroaching blaze grew, and then late word that a man suspected of being the shooter was dead, a firearm found nearby. Debate on the Senate floor extending into the overnight as Democrats use their time to speak against President Trump's mega bill of tax and budget priorities. But one Republican also took time to speak against the bill, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis.
So what do I tell 663,000 people in 2 years or 3 years when President Trump breaks his promise by pushing them off of Medicaid because the funding's not there anymore?
Tillis announced he's not running for re-election next year. The president had threatened to primary Tillis after his nay vote. Sources saying LeBron James has formally opted for a 23rd season with the LA Lakers. This is ABC News.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a 3-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do actors cope with being part of a really dark horror film? Violet McGraw and Allison Williams, stars of Megan 2.0, made themselves happy when the cameras weren't rolling by singing Taylor Swift songs. The 37-year-old Williams and 14-year-old McGraw are both Swifties. McGraw, who plays Williams' niece in the film, says the two bonded due to the dark material, and the way they ended up coping with it was by pretending to be Taylor. Megan 2.0 is rating fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and is currently in theaters. If mystery and horror isn't your thing, how about mystery and comedy? Peacock's remake of the 1989 Tom Hanks film The Burbs is gaining steam. The reboot is not a movie, but rather a series, and the cast is headlined by Kiki Palmer, whose credits include Nope and the recent surprise hit One of Them Days. Palmer is also executive producing. If you're feeling nostalgic for the movie, you might dig the show, as it is filmed on the same street on the Universal backlot as the movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, we'll see a low around 64. On Monday, mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon storm, highs in the low 80s. Clear and 60 for Monday night, and we're back in the low 80s with lots of sun on Tuesday. 83 with a chance of storms Wednesday.
Currently 66 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Guess who's back?
The Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. That's right, on a TGIF. Guess who's back? Back in the U.S., back again. You know him, you love him. He's the managing editor of ebombsworld.com. He joins us live from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, via StreamYard. He's back in the U.S., our friend, our ongoing contributor, Mr. Peter Rapine. Peter, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, no trouble getting back into the country.
That actually, I was going to say,
talking about today.
I'm glad to see you made it back, because for those that don't know, we have a larger audience, I think, today, because our friend Dan Schaefer, who has a huge following, was kind enough to come on our program with serious breaking news at the top of the show regarding the state budget. By the way, the Joint Finance Committee is scheduled now to meet at 4 o'clock. Our news team is all over that. But Dan Schaefer brings along a bunch of viewing guests on the stream and otherwise. So lots of people, Peter, that might not know you. You come to us every week, every other week, pardon me, EBOMBS World. You can find all these headlines at EBOMBS World, EBAUMSWORLD.com, EBOMBSWORLD.com. Now, Peter, you were, we don't like to go too far in your private life, but you've been very open. You went on this big European vacation a couple of weeks ago. You went to Zurich, and obviously Customs and Border Patrol said you were worthy to come back home, and we're very happy about that.
Yeah, thankfully. They didn't look through my phone. Unlike
they did not look at your phone.
First story on our lineup today, which I'm glad you have not seen the photo.
I have not.
Before, for
first time viewers, these are not fictional. These are not made up things. These are actual stories of actual, real, idiotic, stupid human behavior that you all at EBOMBS World curate and bring to us every other week as real headlines.
Yes. I always like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny. We truly live in a world that is stranger than fiction.
Yes.
And unlike the guy in our first story today, I was able to get back into the country.
All right.
I'm really glad that you haven't seen this one yet, Todd, because you're going to love it.
All right. First headline.
Headline reads, Norwegian tourist allegedly denied entry into U.S. over J.D. Vance Photoshop.
Norwegian tourist allegedly denied entry into the U.S. over a J.D. Vance Photoshop.
So if you don't remember, a couple months ago, people were photoshopping J.D. Vance into all sorts of memes. They were turning him into a baby. They were giving him long hair. They were making his cheeks nice, big and rosy. And I should say before we get into this that the Department of Homeland Security came out and said that he wasn't denied entry into the country for the Photoshop specifically, but because he admitted to some drug use, which seems like not the type of reason you would stop someone coming into the country that wants to go on vacation.
I mean, if that was the case, Elon Musk wouldn't be able to come into the country anymore. But that's another story.
I'll describe the photo itself.
Please go ahead.
It is a photo of J.D. Vance where his face has been made to look like a baby's face. And he has the biggest, rosiest cheeks imaginable and an incredibly smooth, bald head.
I'm looking at it now. It's spooky.
And the 21-year-old tourist, whose name is Mads Mikkelsen, not the Mads Mikkelsen that everyone knows, says he was harassed interviewed by ICE for over a couple hours. And then once they saw this meme on his phone, they put him on a flight and sent him home. And we have some audio from the Ireland Parliament talking about this issue.
This is actually the Irish Parliament talking about this very issue. All right, here we go.
Unthinkable in a Western democracy. This week, a young Norwegian tourist detained by ICE at Newark Airport and sent back to Oslo. Why? He had this meme on his phone, Minister. A meme depicting Vice President J.D. Vance as a baby. I mean, extraordinary. Extraordinary. That a young person with this amusing meme on their phone depicting a public person, that this would be used as an excuse to detain him for 5 hours and then deport him back to Oslo. So, Minister, I welcome the Taoiseach's commitment to raise this serious issue with the US ambassador. But as the line minister for issuing visas, what can you do to reassure young people here?
I think we can probably cut it there. My favorite part is how she says, like a baby.
I know. I'm going to say, first of all, any Irish person, I can listen to them talk for hours and be entertained because I love an Irish accent.
So any travelers planning on coming to the US this summer, just wipe your phone before you do.
I mean, it's one of those things, right, Peter, where it's funny, obvious, it's entertaining, but yet it's not, because here we have the US government telling people they can't come into America because they have a comedic meme, a photo that's on making fun of an elected official. I mean, holy cow.
Also, the funniest part about it is everyone in Europe is now sharing that meme all over the place. It's in headlines. It's in the parliament. It's everywhere.
The video that came from, obviously our viewers couldn't, our listeners couldn't see, that member of parliament, she was in the actual, like the chamber of parliament holding up this goofy meme as a part of actual legislative debate in Ireland. It's bizarre.
I know. So if you're a small Instagram account out there and you like making Photoshops, keep going. You never know when Photoshop is going to make the news.
And not to get too serious, because I know this is usually a lighthearted bit, but did you honestly, like you run E-Bombs World, did you have any consternation? Did you sweat a little bit standing in the line at customs coming back into the U.S.?
No, not really.
That's what I love about Peter Rapine. Yeah, he just doesn't give a crap.
I mean, there's if that's the barrier for entry, I'm not getting back in if they look into my phone. So I'm done.
I love Peter Rapine so much. All right, that was great. That was a great way to kick things off. Next headline, Peter Rapine.
All right, this one is just plainly funny. No politics involved. Couple, and this video is coming to us from India. Couple forgets to close curtains before banging, causes huge traffic jam.
A couple forgets to close the curtains before banging, causing a huge traffic jam.
And we have audio for it, but it's not the best because you can't, for one, understand what they're saying.
Right.
And two, it's just basically a lot of cars honking. But yeah, according to India Today, it resulted in a giant gathering outside of this person's apartment, blocking the street, because you can just see this couple, the silhouette of a man and a woman together in a window, you know.
Zomers is playing it's in a Holiday Inn? It was in a Holiday Inn, apparently, and they left their windows open, and they're doing the act, we'll leave it at that, right in front of their window. And it's very clear what's happening, and people are gathered around. It's like a live show. I mean,
good free live show.
If there's a cafe across the street, dinner and a show.
My favorite part of it is that in the video, you can see there's people in the room above them in the Holiday Inn. Their curtains are open, and they're standing at the window, so they know something's going on, even though you probably can't see down.
That was magical. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Apparently they like to be watched.
Clearly they do not care.
You just got back from Europe. Is there a more of a freedom of expression over there when it comes to that sort of thing, Peter?
Well, I was in Berlin. So yes, there
really?
Is. Yeah. Next.
The look on Peter's face is priceless. Next, he says. Next.
Yeah. All right, next headline. This one is It's one that we don't want to laugh at, but sometimes, you know, you can't help but laugh. Utah firefighters scolded for having a barbecue at the scene of a deadly fire.
What? Utah firefighters scolded for having a barbecue at a scene of a deadly fire. This does not look particularly entertaining, but what's going on?
So the niece of a man who sadly perished in a fire was sent a photo of a bunch of firemen parked out front of her uncle's house with a Traeger barbecue, some lawn chairs, and they were just cooking up a bunch of brats. And she felt that this was pretty insensitive, and so she went to her local news station and put the firefighters on blast. And a representative for the fire department came out and said, well, they'd been at the fire for several hours and they needed to eat. And my rebuttal to that is, couldn't they just have ordered DoorDash?
Yeah. Or like had someone, like, whether it's DoorDash or what, that steam, I've seen the photo. I get it that I don't know if this is a paid fire department or volunteer fire department, but to set up, they have actual, like, a legit big grill right out in front of this house where someone died. Tact, not really obviously a part of this department. Not good at all.
Yeah, maybe go down the street.
I would say very tasteless on their part. To your point, order DoorDash. It ain't that hard.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Yeah, and out in Utah, the only problem with DoorDash in Utah, no coffee. That's a whole other cup of coffee. Anyway, go ahead, Peter. Next headline.
Musical performance ruined by one wrong soundboard hit.
Musical performance ruined by one wrong soundboard hit. Explain.
So this comes to us from the Rhode Island Center for the Performing Arts. And their caption on TikTok reads, our audio engineer will not be using this soundboard again. And we have audio for it. And it is way funnier than you're expecting.
All right. So set it up for us. This is from a performance. What are we listening to here?
I think it's a holiday performance. So this one might actually be a month or two old.
All right.
But in the middle of the performance, the audio engineer is supposed to play a sound effect for the performance. And he plays the wrong sound effect.
All right. Here we go. The performance and singers are clearly losing their composure on the stage. That was the wrong sound effect.
Can we hear it one more time? I'm really not sure what the sound effect is supposed to be.
I'm not either. I mean, what is it? I mean, it's like a Christmas performance or something, or maybe not. I don't know. It kind of looks like that. I'm not sure.
It sounds like a...
Doink, doink, doink.
Oh, there's a fourth one. It's like, bomp, 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 bomp.
Yeah, are those fart sounds?
I don't know if it's that, like a bouncy sound. Like,
boink, or like boink, a gong?
Individually, it sounds pretty farty to me, but having the four rhythmically like that is very suspect.
Clearly the wrong sound effect for what looks to be a serious part of whatever the show. I don't recognize the show, but.
I can say, as in college, I interned at a theater and I ran the light board for their summer show. And I can tell you that this is the worst nightmare for someone managing a production.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. poor person running the soundboard, and I'm sure they will not be invited back. We're talking with Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, his biweekly visit on weird, wacky things, the week in review, less than a minute left. You want to wait to come back? Can we ask Peter, are you and the girlfriend still together?
We are.
It went well.
It went great. I'm going to Vancouver in a couple weeks. Wow. Going to spend the summer on the West Coast.
Some people were concerned that maybe too much time together in Europe. Well, obviously, it didn't work out, but no, it seemed to solidify things.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Particularly in Berlin. Anyway, we'll come back on the other side with Peter Rapine and the weird and wacky of human behaviors. The Week in Review is the all-ball show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels? Or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour at 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather with a great weather team, and then Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, in with an update. The Brewers getting underway tonight. A series at home against Colorado. Text the word play, P-L-A-Y, right now to the Civic Media app. You have the next 8 minutes until 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. The computer will randomly choose an entry, and the winner will get 4 tickets for this Sunday's game against those Colorado Rockies starting at 1:10. You have to be able to go to that game. You cannot not exchange it for another one. So text the word play, P-L-A-Y, right now to enter on the Civic Media app. All right, and then after that, Maggie Dawn, I believe Jim Santel is in for Maggie today. Right now we have Peter Rapine, managing editor of ebombsworld.com, in with news of the weird, wild, and wacky, real human behavior in our week in review, our bi-weekly chat with him. ebombsworld.com is where you can find all these stories. Peter Rapine, next headline.
Well, that was a great setup because this next one is a baseball story.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Not from the major leagues, but from the minor leagues. Or not even the minor leagues, the little leagues. Oh. Where if you've ever been to a little league game, you know sometimes parents can get a little bit too involved.
Yes.
And one umpire was not having it. So headline reads, Umpire cancels Little League game after parents heckle him too much.
Umpire cancels Little League game after parents heckle him too much. I don't even know what the story is, but already based on the headline alone, I love it. Go ahead.
Well, a small aside, when I was like 13, 14, I trained to be an umpire.
Really?
And I went out and I umped, not like an umpire, but like a, you know, first base man, coach or whatever it was. And I went and I did one game and it was the worst experience of my life. And I quit.
Really?
Because my dad was like, I can't believe you signed up to that. To do that, parents are insane. So I've lived this, but we have audio of it, which is going to do it more justice than I can do it. So,
all right, very good. And so this is at a Little League game. This is a Little League game and parents getting on an ump. Here we go.
You want to know what I just told him? If you don't,
we already heard you.
I'm going to forfeit the team.
We're done. We're done. Our game's over.
Okay.
What a boy, huh?
Feel better?
I feel fine. You feel okay?
You I feel great.
You're playing a game for your kid. For what?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you want to argue balls and strikes in a Little League game?
We didn't argue balls and strikes. He walked up like a man to you.
Good for that. And that the umpire, I'm going to guess he's in his mid to late 20s at most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's this
guy. Looks like he's in college.
He's probably early 20s, maybe mid 20s, but he's out there umping a game for a Little League game, and these idiotic parents are getting on him so bad he gives them a warning, and clearly one of them said something back, maybe it was off the audio, and he said that's it, forfeited, done, and the parents still got on him. What the heck is wrong with people, Peter?
I mean, imagine arguing balls and strikes when your kid is like 9 years old.
Well, it's because too many of these Yahoo parents, in my opinion, think they have, you know, the next Jacob Mizorowski, the big phenom right now for the Brewers. Everybody thinks their kid's going to end up in a professional sport and they're going to get rich. And guess what? You don't.
It's not going to happen. Right? The likelihood that you're going to make the MLB is like zero, basically. Yeah.
So just chill out, parents. Good for that umpire.
Well.
Yeah, he did hit. Yeah. He didn't swear. He just laid down the law and said, that's it. I admire him. I really do. That's great.
He goes, like, it's a game for your kids. Like, come on.
Exactly. All right, next headline.
All right. This might be one of my favorites of the week. Beekeeper tries to get out of traffic stop by unleashing swarm of bees.
Beekeeper tries to get out of a traffic stop by unleashing a swarm of bees. All right, go ahead.
So this is probably taking a small infraction and escalating it as far as it can go, because a man in Spain who was a beekeeper and was driving around with a car full of bees got pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt and driving erratically. And instead of complying with the officers, he got out and opened his trunk and out came, I assume, 50,000 bees.
Good gosh. So he just gets ticked off and he lets his bees go.
Yeah, but it didn't end well for him because he did get arrested, and he probably lost all of his bees. So,
and
drive with your seatbelt on.
My youngest niece is in Spain right now, so she better be careful about these beekeepers over there. That's great. Do not try this at home, folks. If you're a beekeeper, don't stick your bees on the cops. All right, I got a final one here, Peter.
Yep, short and sweet. It's a sign of the times. UCLA students flex using ChatGPT during grad ceremony.
UCLA students flexes using ChatGPT during grad ceremony. Explain, Peter Rapine.
So a student graduating recently at UCLA was put on the Jumbotron, and he quickly pulled out his laptop, swiped right a couple times to his page of ChatGPT, and scrolled up and down over what appears to be an essay that he is insinuating ChatGPT wrote for him, which I assume helped him graduate and get his degree. And the crowd sadly goes nuts. And as soon as the camera operator realizes what's happening, they cut away from him. And the look on his face, the smile on his face, the things he's doing with his hands, it just puts a big black hole in my heart.
That kid.
It makes me so sad.
He was not that bright. Maybe he doesn't.
No.
Maybe he doesn't deserve the diploma after all.
Well, clearly not.
Who does that? Yeah, this is how I got through college. ChatGPT, look at me.
Well, sadly, it seems like most kids are doing that these days.
You know who doesn't? You know who doesn't use AI? Peter Rapine and his staff at EPOM's World. You find all these headlines at EPOM's World. Real writers, real journalists with real headlines. Peter, we appreciate it. Welcome back to the USA. Glad you have a great trip. Always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Todd.
Peter Rapine, everybody. Talk to you soon. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer. Many thanks to Sholly Pittman, Matt Flynn. We'll stay on top of what's happening at JFC. Jim Santel is next. Until next Monday, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks to Zomers as well. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Senate debates Sunday into Monday on President Trump's mega bill of tax and spending priorities. Among those speaking, GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina.
Now, Republicans are about to make a mistake on health care and betraying a promise.
President Trump blasted Tillis in a lengthy social media post and threatened to support primary challengers against him, but then Tillis announced he wasn't running again anyway. A shooting in New York's Greenwich Village just hours after the end of the Pride Parade there, leaving two people injured, one critically Sunday night, just blocks from the Stonewall Inn. The suspected gunman who fatally ambushed firefighters in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on Sunday has been found dead. That according to the county sheriff, which says SWAT team members found the man with a firearm nearby. It comes after an ambush that left two firefighters dead and an hours-long multi-agency manhunt in the area. This is ABC News. The Canadian